Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. İzhan Adam Furudan Şerif Şanı'me Tamam Acizai Cismani Ka Hona Şahi Roza Hazret Vala Salimat That Roza not only should be only for our stomach eating and drinking, but all the Ajizah, all the parts of our limbs of our body must have Roza. Tamam Acizai Cismani Ka Hona Şahi Roza. بحمد اللہ زہِ قسمت کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا بحمد اللہ زہِ قسمت کے پھر ماہ صیام آیا ہزاروں رحمتوں کا ماہ نو لے کر پیام آیا ہزاروں رحمتوں کا ماما ہے نو لے کر پیام آیا جدھر دیکھو ادھر انبار ہے انواع رحمت کے جدھر دیکھو ادھر انبار ہے انواع رحمت کے جدھر جاؤ ادھر انوار ہے اقسام رحمت کے جدھر جاؤ ادھر انوار ہے اقسام رحمت کے مقفل ہو گئی دوزخ مقید ہو گیا شیطان مقفل ہو گئی دوزخ مقید ہو گیا شیطان سجایا جا رہا ہے از سرے نو روزے رضواں سجایا جا رہا ہے از سرے نو روزے رضواں یہ کس کے واسطے تزئین روئے فرش ہوتی ہے یہ کس کے واسطے تزئین روئے فرش ہوتی ہے تعالی اللہ یہ رحمت امت احمد پہ ہوتی ہے تعالی اللہ یہ رحمت امت احمد پہ ہوتی ہے جزا روزے کی روزے جزا تمہیں حیران کر دے گی جزا روزے کی روزے جزا تمہیں حیران کر دے گی تصور جس کا ناممکن ہے وہ دولت عطا ہوگی تصور جس کا ناممکن ہے وہ دولت عطا ہوگی مگر ترک قرض خورش کا نام روزہ تو نہیں ہوتا مگر تل کے خورش کا نام روزہ تو نہیں ہوتا تمام اجزائے جسمانی کہو نو نو نا چاہیے روزہ تمام اجزائے جسمانی کہو نا چاہیے روزہ ہمیں افسوس ہے ایسوں پہ جو روزہ
نہیں رکھتے خدا کی بے بہا نعمت سے دامن وہ نہیں بھرتے خدا کی بے بہا نعمت سے دامن وہ نہیں بھرتی بھرتی بھرتے گلی کوچوں میں بازاروں میں یہ نظارہ دیکھا ہے کہ ایک پردے کے پیچھے شک میں دوزخ گرم ہوتا ہے کہ ایک پردے کے پیچھے شک میں دوزخ گرم ہوتا ہے خدا توفیق بخشے تاکہ اس کی عظمتیں سمجھے خدا توفیق بخشے تاکہ اس کی عظمتیں سمجھے مبادہ روز محشر اپنی کوتاہی پہ پچھتائے مبادہ روز محشر اپنی کوتاہی پہ پچھتائے یہ امت وہ ہے جس پر انبیاء نے رشک فرمایا یہ امت وہ ہے جس پر انبیاء نے رشک فرمایا ذرا سوچو کہ کنتم خیر امت کس نے فرمایا ذرا سوچو کہ کنتم خیر امت کس نے فرمایا الہی اس شرف کی روز محشر لاج رکھ لینا الہی اس شرف کی روز محشر لاج رکھ لینا ہماری عیب پوشی رحمتوں سے اپنی کر لینا ہماری عیب پوشی اپنی رحمتوں سے کر لینا آخری شعر ہے خداوندہ ہمیں راہ ہدایت اور عظمت دے خداوندہ ہمیں راہ ہدایت اور عظمت دے بلندی میں کم از کم اوج سدرا تک تو پہنچا دے بلندی میں کم از کم اوج سدرا تک تو پہنچا دے بحمد حمد اللہ زہِ قسمت کے پھر ماہ قیام آیا ہزاروں رحمتوں کا ماہ نو لے کر پیام آیا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد we'll just try and explain this beautiful poem with regard to the honorable month of Ramadan Sharif. It is titled beautifully also, which is according to the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that tamam ajzai jismani ka hona chahiye roza, that all the parts of the body should be keeping roza, then you'll get the real enjoyment of this month of Ramadan. As Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, la yatimmu sawm illa bi siyamil jawari, that roza is not complete, it is, if all the parts of the body are not in roza, then that roza is incomplete. So it is extremely important to enjoy the real benefits of this month of Ramadan Sharif, As we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, and has been taught to us over and over, that the enjoyment of Ramadan Sharif, as we learn in this poem also, is not just to stay hungry and just to stay thirsty and stay away from your halal sexual desires for the whole day, but it is much more than that. Just with a little effort, a person will see. And this month of Ramadan Sharif has never ever come. We shouldn't have the slightest idea that it has come as a burden, and now it has come to cause difficulty in my life, Aliyazu Billah. But what has it come with you? So beautifully it is mentioned, Bahamdillah zahilah kismat kefir ma siyam aya. Hazaro rahmatu kama no lekar payam aya. That only through the fadal and karam, what Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness, all praises belongs to Allah, that to my fortune this month of Ramadan, this month of fasting has come to me. Each one should realize that particularly Allah Ta'ala has given me this gift of the month of Ramadan Sharif. It's for each individual particularly. And this is my fortune. It's not that a burden has come. It is my fortune that Allah has blessed me. I don't deserve to be fasting in a month of Ramadan. I don't deserve this great honor. Allah has blessed me with this month of Ramadan Sharif. And when you appreciate and realize this is a special favor of Allah Ta'ala, and it is your special fortune, then you'll realize Hazaru Rahmat Kama no Lekar Payam Aya. That this has come with a message that unlimited bounties and mercies of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will be descending upon you. When you just appreciate, and you wholeheartedly, open-heartedly, with open arms, so to say, you welcome this month of Ramadan, and you may go out of your way to welcome this great guest of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala is making us understand and realize that do you know what it is this month? Shahru Ramadan. This is the month of Ramadan. This is a very, very special guest that has come to you. A guest that comes to you with such honor, such a great, honorable guest, and you don't appreciate, then you will become a wretched person. So it is our great fortune, as Hazrat Umar radiallahu used to say, that Khush Amdeed, welcome, O month of Ramadan Sharif, because you just come with blessings. Whether it is during the day, the fasting, the keeping of the roza, whether it is spending in the path of Allah in the month of Ramadan, like giving in jihad, whether it is the taraweeh by night, whether it is the tahajjud salah, etc. All this is only full of rahmat and full of blessings. In itself, all this ibadat is blessings, but in the month of Ramadan Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has multiplied it unlimited times we can't imagine. And that is why you see the scene in the month of Ramadan Sharif, that those people whose eyes of their heart opens up, and they see the beautiful atmosphere in the month of Ramadan Sharif, jidhar dekho, idhar ambar hai, anwari rahmat ke, jimat ke, jidhar jao, idhar anwar hai, aqsam-e rahmat ke. That wherever you see, there's just loads and just big storerooms, storages of different types of Allah's mercy. Wherever you go, any gathering you go, you see now there's a beautiful gathering where with regard to the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah, of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to get this connection with Allah ta'ala. Then you'll see some people making zikr, some people engaged in tilawat. So wherever you see, you'll just see beauty, and you'll just see the rahmat, different types of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Akbar, our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that the Bani Israel, they asked Isa alayhi salatu was salam, that is it possible to ask Allah, anzil alina ma'idatina ma'idatina ma'idatam minas sama. That says, tell Allah to send down for us a table laden with beautiful food of Jannah for us. He said, call it the food. What you asking for? Inculcate the fear of Allah. But anyway, that's a different aspect. Here Hazrat explains that without asking, Allah has sent down for us the spiritual dastarkhan. Allahu Akbar. Which the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose hearts of their eyes of their hearts has opened up, they enjoy the zikr of Allah, they enjoy the tilawat of Qurani Kareem, they got no time to eat also. Not like myself, we just waiting, when is iftar? And we making big orders, and telling the family also, we are fasting with our eyes, but when iftar time comes, we can't even eat anything. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to be forced. They just take another small cup of tea. They say, no, I'm full, I'm enjoying myself. And that is Allahu Akbar, the spiritual food, all the different delicacies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down from the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, like our Hazrat explained so beautifully, that you get a person that has got a sickness, his taste buds are faulty. So whatever food he eats, he's just eating. You ask him how it is, he says it's tasty. He doesn't realize he's got a problem with his taste bud. But if he goes for treatment and Allah gives him shifa, and now he starts tasting the food, now he's shocked that this apple is also sweet, but it's got a different sweetness. That mango is also sweet, but I can't explain. It's so sweet, but it's a different sweetness. So more tastier, wallah, than all the food of this world is the spiritual food. Allahu Akbar. Like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, oh Allah, when you give me the opportunity to take your name, and I sit in one corner in the masjid or at home, and I take just your name and make zikr, Allah, Allah, Allah, then from the depth of my heart, the dua comes out also, and I acknowledge, oh Allah, Allah, Allah, ee Shiro shakkar mi shawajanam tamam. That, oh Allah, your name is so sweet. Just taking your name. Forget the effect, and the anwarat, and the barakat of the name of Allah. Just taking the name of Allah is so sweet. More sweeter than all the milkshake drinks and faludas you can make. With all the beer, with the syrup, and all the sweeteners, etc. More tastier than that is your name. But myself, I don't get the taste because I got spiritual problem. My spiritual taste buds are out of order. That is why we need the company of the friends of Allah. That is why Allah has made these majalis of zikr, the khankas, to come and correct our spiritual taste buds. These are the real hospitals we have to come to. And myself, first of all, I must check, did I make a niyat intention that I have come here because I'm sick? And I want to correct my spiritual taste buds. My heart has got so much spiritual diseases. Hazrat says we got one physical disease and we are so worried, and we make sure we're finding out of the best doctor and we're making every effort to start treating it. But the very, very dangerous spiritual diseases, we are not worried about it. That is why we just make little tilawat of Qurani Kareem, we feel asleep. We start falling asleep. You make little zikr, instead of making zikr, we're catching 40 wings. So we're not having the taste when we make our treatment, make that intention, and we have to be that talib sadiq, that true seeker. Then Allah Ta'ala's nur will penetrate the heart, and then we'll be able to taste the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat explains us so beautifully, that forget Allahu Akbar. When you see, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when I used to hear my elders making zikr of Allah, they just making zikr, my mouth used to water. That, what enjoyment. So the person making zikr himself, what enjoyment he must be getting. So if Allah Ta'ala can just give us an inkling, just an idea, that first of all to realize the enjoyment, the taste of the spiritual food that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And wherever you look around, you see, jidhar jao, anwar e aqsam e rahmat ke. Different types of Allah's mercies are being distributed wherever you go. You see, in this month, Allah has opened the hearts of people also. How much spending takes place, how much of social welfare takes place, what place, what extra eagerness and enthusiasm. This is to build our spirit for the whole year. That when the Ramadan Sharif passes, then maybe to a lesser degree, but it shouldn't come to an end. It should be part of our life. And that is why our Shaykh has taught us, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, that if we spend one Ramadan Sharif properly, with the intention of gaining taqwa, this love of Allah, this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your life will come in order. And when Malakul Maut comes to you, that will be your Eid. You'll be waiting when Malakul Maut comes to me. Further, it is mentioned here that what arrangements Allah has made, that we take maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan. And no person, how wretched you may be, but you shouldn't lose out from the rahmat, the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why this month comes. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, awwalu rahmatun. The moment the month starts already, Allah's rahmat is pouring in torrents. And myself, if I still miss out, then it is only my own wretchedness. So Allah Ta'ala's arrangement, mukaffal ho gayi dozakh, muqayyad ho gaya shaitan. Sajaya ja raha hai asar no roza-i ridwa. Allah Ta'ala has commanded and ordered, lock the doors of Jahannam. Jahannam must be locked also this month of Ramadan Sharif. That those rebellious shayateen who want to mislead my servants, tie them up, chain them, throw them into the oceans also. So much arrangements Allah Ta'ala has made. That all the negative forces then to have to pull us away from Allah Ta'ala says, take that away. Then put it out of our power, take it out of our way. And so much Allah is giving us eagerness and encouragement that how can you still be left behind? Well, just make that little effort and see Allah Ta'ala is beautifying again, especially during the month of Ramadan. Whole year, Jannat is being beautified. And in the month of Ramadan Sharif, it is being beautified even more. Allahu Akbar. And if Jannat is so beautiful, and it is beautified even more, which no eye have ever seen, no ear has ever heard, no mind can ever imagine. Let your mind run loose. Whatever type of enjoyment, pleasure, whatever you want, you won't even reach a glimpse of an iota of just the one single small enjoyment of Jannat. Allahu Akbar. So in the month of Ramadan Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is beautifying it even more. For who? For me and you. So we should be eager and we should be running to Jannah during this month. Ye kiske waaste tazeen ruhe farsh ho hui hai? Ta'ala Allah, ye rahmat apna ummat Ahmad pe hoti hai. Allahu Akbar. So beautifully he says, for who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifying the Jannah? And for who is Allah Ta'ala sending down all the special mercies and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special rahmat that is descending? Allahu Akbar. One rahmat is enough to make our deen and our dunya. But Allah is sending down torrents of rahmat in this month of Ramadan particularly. And for who is this? Especially for the ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned that the month of Ramadan, what special favors my ummah they have got, no other ummah has got. That all the creation, whole day are making dua for the person that is engaged in fasting, that is honoring and respecting the month of Ramadan Sharif. His own duas, Allah Ta'ala has made it acceptable, that I accept his duas, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala has said, given us the special rahmat because we are connected to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawsam without deserving it in the least. But if our whole life and millions of lives, just one sajda that we in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that alone is not sufficient. And then we understand just a glimpse and idea what our great elders, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, what marifat, what recognition of Allah, that he acknowledges in front of Allah, Zuban bi kasir lugat mein dam nahi akhtar. That, oh Allah, our tongues are so deficient, and all the dictionaries with all the best words in the dictionaries, there's no words to praise you, O Allah. How can we praise you? But Allah has been so kind, the greatest personality. Allah Ta'ala has taught us to praise Allah is the easiest. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. And one Alhamdulillah, one Subhanallah in this month of Ramadan Sharif, as it is mentioned in front, we'll see the real reality of it when we close our eyes. جزا روزہ کی روز جزا حیران کر دے گی. تصور جس کا نام ممکن ہے وہ دولت عطا ہوگی. That is the real recompensation. In this world already, you feel the enjoyment. A person who makes little effort with regard to his spiritual condition, in the month of Ramadan, there's a different enjoyment. There's a different serenity and peace and all that. But the real reward of the month of Ramadan Sharif, you'll be shocked when you see on the day of Qiyamah. What Allah Ta'ala has got in store to reward us for this month of Ramadan Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala blesses us for the month of Ramadan Sharif. Allah gives us tawfiq, which as our Shaykh explained as so beautifully, that tawfiq is a hajjah, is a gift from Allah. All this is from Allah. And yet Allah Ta'ala will reward us in return. Allahu Akbar. It's nothing from our side. It is only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is ata'an hisaba. That Allah is rewarding you unlimited, but this is a special favor of Allah. And on the day of Qiyamah, when a person sees the reward for fasting, he'll be shocked. Because just to ponder and think, it is impossible to even imagine what a great, valuable treasure Allah will be blessing and rewarding just for one action of fasting in the month of Ramadan Sharif. It is a very, very great ni'mat. That is why Allah Ta'ala says that كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala says that وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتْوِيكُنَ أَوْفِجَةٌ تَعَمُوا مِسْكِينَ. A person who is sick in the month of Ramadan Sharif, or a person who is a traveler, Allah has given concession. Never mind, if you can't manage to keep your roza during this month, you can keep it after Ramadan. But wa antasumu khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. If you know the value of the month of Ramadan Sharif and the special anwarat of fasting in that month, then even if you're traveling, you'll make sure you won't miss your fast. Even if you got pride, you a sugar problem, asthma problem, you'll try your best that I must keep my fast. Let the doctors say what they want to, but I won't miss my fast. And we see our elders today. Till today, old people, you get shocked that not one roza they have missed. And useless people like myself, young people just looking for excuse, petty excuses, that no, my sugar is troubling me, my asthma is troubling me. Allah Ta'ala says, when if you want to sumu khairu lakum in kuntum ta'alamun. If your father says, if you do this job my son, you will see what I will give you. If you only know what I'm going to give you. Allah Rabbul Izzat is saying, if you only know, you'll do every effort to see that you don't miss out in the month of Ramadan Sharif. But Hazrat explains the other side of the coin, as our Shaykh explains so beautifully, that every coin has got two sides, and both sides have to be printed for it to be valid. Even a note, if one side of the note is printed and you are very happy, I got a note, a pound, whatever. But the other side is not printed. You go, they'll tell you, it's rejected. So every thing has got both sides. So one is that Allah has blessed us with the special month of Ramadan Sharif. Allah has given us the special gift. Now the other side of the coin is how we should appreciate it. What is from our side, what we should be doing, and we shouldn't be such that magar tark khurish ka naam roza to nahi hota, tamam ajzai jismani ka hona chahiye roza. That just staying hungry and just staying thirsty for the whole day, and our halal sexual desires, those people that are married, that whole day you don't touch your wife, you stay away, you say I've got roza. Just that outward form of roza, that is just the ordinary structure of roza. Any person, any woman also, you're saying I'm building a new house, and you just put the outward structure. It is not even plastered properly, there's no painting done, no tiling, no carpets, and you tell your wife, now let's move in. See, what kind of house is that? How can I move in that house? But the house is complete, you can stay in that house. So exactly the same. One is the outward structure of roza. The ulama, the muftiyas, or muftiyan will say that your roza is complete. You didn't eat, you didn't drink from dawn till dusk, you stayed away from your halal sexual desires, your roza is done. But, like our Hazrat explained so beautifully, you buy at one rain and you sell at one rain. Then what? You'll be out of business. And worse, as it comes in front, if we sell under profit, under our cost, then what will cost? Then what will cost? Then what will be the condition? So it is extremely important that we have to learn what is this fasting all about. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, many a people, they don't get any benefit from their fasting, but just staying hungry. Allah doesn't want us to stay hungry, aliyazu billah. Allah wants us to give us a great gift, a great feed. Today people say, I'm going to the gym. Why? I need a workout. What's that workout going to help you? I'll get physically strong. And we see many people today, you hear, janazas are coming out from the gym. So the gym is not going to make you physically strong. But, Allahu Akbar, when you come to the spiritual gym, the khanka here, and learn how to do a workout of your nafs, and your passion and your desires, and you start getting the rahmat of Allah, and you get an idea of taqwa, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see the enjoyment now of controlling your eyes, that you learn. Roza is not just that I stay hungry. When I control my gazes, roza is more enjoyable. When I control my ears, it is more enjoyable. My thoughts, my mind, my heart, then my lungs, etc., my stomach, all these things, when all this is put together, then see, but Hazrat says, that hame afsos hai aise pe jo roza nahi rakhte. Khuda ki bebaan, ne'mat pe daman nahi bhartte. That it is very sad that despite this very special gift of Allah, unlimited favors, that still we find people don't keep roza in the month of Ramadan Sharif. For petty excuses, still people are depriving themselves of the unlimited favors of Allah. They are not filling their left. It is just pouring. Even if you don't want to, it is like you can't get, the rain is pouring and you don't want to get wet, is impossible. But sadly, with all that, if we still don't get wet with Allah's rahmat, then it is only my own wretchedness and my own foolishness. Gali koochon mein, bazaaron mein, yeh nazara dekha hai, ke ek parda ke peeche shikam dozak garam hota hai. That you find that in the gullies, in the bazaars, people who are not interested in fasting, left behind just the veil of their stomach filling their bellies, and Allahu Akbar, they're making the fire of Jahannam. In other words, they are not fasting, whether they're eating secretly or in the bazaars today, and sadly today, maybe even not during the time of roza time eating, but at the time of iftar, when that is the time for du'as, at the time of taraweeh, when that is the time to be in the masjid, today we see that shaitan fools us. He makes us think that I have kept roza. But now you go to all the eating places and you see it is full. Muslims have already booked out that this whole table is for us for iftar. And not just iftar for a few minutes, taraweeh is gone and the whole night is almost spent. So the bazaars are getting hot, we'll be making the fire of Jahannam hot. Just be behind the veil of filling our bellies. And as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that when we fast, Shaitan puts and makes our mind think that I was hungry, now I have to eat so much. But we don't realize, the Sehri time we say, hey, whole day I have to fast. So you eat so much at the time of Sehri. If Iftar time comes, you say, whole day I kept roza, now you eat double. So you already covered up, more than normal. But still, so we should realize that Ramadan time, it's not the time, first of all, not to be fasting. And then it is not the time also to be fasting and going out partying and being unmindful of the time of du'as at the time of iftar and being unmindful of taraweeh, salah, etc. Then we are just making the fire of Jahannam boiling. Allah Ta'ala save us. Khuda taufeeq bakhshe taaki uske azmate samjhe. Mabada roze mehshar apni kotai pe pachtaye. that we should be begging, oh Allah, give me tawfiq. Oh Allah, open my heart, open my mind. Let me realize the greatness of this month of Ramadan, Ramadan Sharif. What a great, valuable month it is. Allahu Akbar. Not like some friend says, Ramadan Sharif is coming, what can we do? Allahu Akbar. Saying it like in a sad way that now we have to alter our program. What can we do? It's just coming. It's like a burden. Allahu Akbar. Aliyazu Billah. It is such a great Mubarak month. Full of greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Full of special unlimited blessings. We can talk from now till Qiyamah. We won't even able to explain an iota of the barakat of the month of Ramadan. The greatness of the month of Ramadan Sharif. Hazrat says that don't become unmindful. Don't be remain in your ghaflat, in your unmindfulness and slumber, and you don't beg Allah that, oh Allah, please open my heart. Let me at least realize this is your special favor, that it doesn't happen that the month of Ramadan Sharif comes and goes and my life also goes, and I come on a day of Qiyamah and just what regrets all the time. All the time regretting that what did I do? Allahu Akbar. As is mentioned in the Quran Kareem also, that a person on a day of Qiyamah, when he comes, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. The value of the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we don't realize while we are alive, and we follow the fashionable, all stupid, foolish ways of life, you'll come on a day of Qiyamah, actually chewing your fingers, and you'll want to kick yourself, like a person says, I can hit myself into the wall. What a deal I must. The real deal, respected elders and friends, is this month of Ramadan Sharif. The sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the company of the pious servants, gaining the marifat of Allah, that it shouldn't be on the day of Qiyamah, we chewing our fingers, some tell their wrists, some tell their elbows, and we'll say, why did I follow that person? Why did I follow my friends? Instead of enjoying Ramadan Sharif, they say, Ramadan Sharif, come, I booked a table for you also. You also come and make iftar with us. And Taraweeh is gone, and we are so unmindful. Allah Ta'ala save us. When it's the day of Qiyamah, then they all the regrets. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala will take millions of regrets today. It will be of no benefit today. For today. So we should realize before it is too late. Ye ummat wo hai, jispe anbiya ne rakh farmaya. Zara socho, ke kuntum khaira ummat, kisne farmaya? Allahu Akbar. We are that ummat, that we are so fortunate, when the previous anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, just heard of the virtues of this ummat, and he begged Allah, that, oh Allah, please, I want to be the Nabi of that ummat. Allah said, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Nabi has been chosen long before the creation already. He said, Oh Allah, if that is the case, I want to be an ummati of that Nabi. Allahu Akbar. Musa Kalimullah, what a high position, who spoke to Allah in this world, prepared to give up his nabuwat to be an ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Myself, if Allah just opened my heart to realize, every day our Hazrat teaches us, One shukr we should make, that, oh Allah, you raised me up today again in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I promise I'll try my best to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Practice it myself, teach it to my family, and spread it throughout the world, inshallah. Even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. His dua is accepted. He'll come back into the world. He'll be following the path of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So when Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and after all, who Allah Ta'ala announced openly in the Quran Kareem, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of all nations. And ulama have explained that this address directly were to the recipients directly who appreciated it. That is the man who followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Concerning whom Allah said, Rijal, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. When they held firmly onto the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this world already Allah Ta'ala acknowledged that these are men. If you also want to become the best of ummah, you have to follow in that footstep. Not make excuses. So Allahu Akbar. And we can't imagine what men they were. When the men among them, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, just explains that I saw such people, that whole night they used to spend in ibadah. In the morning when they get up, you see tears flowing from their eyes, marks of those tears on their cheeks. You see their Allahu Akbar. On their forehead, the mask of sajda, like that of a god, of a goat. The heel of a goat, you see this on their forehead. And these were such people, when they get up in the morning at the time of Sehri, despite spending the whole night in ibadat, they crying, "Oh Allah, Rabbana srif anna azab jahannam. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala, just give us an inkling that what men were they. They were real men. Ilahi is sharaf ki roze mehsar laaj rakh lena. Hamari aib poshi rahmaton se apni kar lena." All we can say is that, "Oh Allah, let this honor you have granted us without deserving it. We don't appreciate it, but still you have blessed us with this honor. Just keep this honor that you have blessed us, Ya Allah, take it into consideration. That I'm one useless ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah, please, on the day of Qiyamah, you are Sattarul Uyub. You cover faults, so cover my faults on the day of Qiyamah also, Allah. Only out of your special mercies, out of your special graces, O Allah, you cover my faults. I just wasted my life. The special occasions you gave me, O Allah. Khuda wanda hame rai hidayat, jayat, jayat. Aur azmat de, bulandi mein kam az kam, sidra tak to poncha de." Allahu Akbar. What a dua Hazrat is making here. That, "Oh Allah, we beg Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, rai hidayat aur azmat de. They grant us the path of hidayat, and Allah Ta'ala has taught us, this is your greatest need, so beg Allah," which means Allah wants to give us ihdina sirat mustaqim. And Allah showed, now just follow the path of the pious servants of Allah, and you'll be on the path of hidayat, and hidayat will give you azmat, will give you honor, greatness, respect, and Allahu Akbar. In this path of greatness and progress towards Allah, there is no limit. Hazrat says that, "Oh Allah, at least let us reach such sidrati muntaha." That high position, in other words, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, explained so beautifully that nobody can and should make dua that, "Oh Allah, make me a Nabi." That is impossible. And we can't reach that stage. But Allah Ta'ala has kept after the doors of Nabuwah, there's a stage of no man's land. Then the position of wilayat starts, the highest position. And that door is open for everybody. So we all should be begging, "Oh Allah, raise us to the highest stage of wilayat and siddiqiyat, only out of Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness."
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this beautiful ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, this is a very great and honorable month, Shahr Ramadan. May Allah let us understand how great this month is. Before that, one alim writes, which has come into us, everyone. And we're referring to ourselves, we're talking about ourselves as Muslims also. One great weakness has come, that today everyone wants things at home. Today technology has advanced so much that on the internet, you in Australia, you in America, you're just sitting here, you are everywhere. And before, people had to go. So for the sake of deen, People traveled for one hadith. How much they traveled? They didn't look it up on the internet. They traveled. And how much of difficulty to go and meet one buzurg. They used to go travel and go there. For studying, they went by where, how many asatis are they used to go. Today, we're just sitting on the internet. So we have been deprived of all that. And being, one time, one Jamaat went to Japan. So, very long ago, when the work wasn't how it is today. So, those days, they should take a telephone directory, and they should look up a Muslim name, phone him. That's going 200 kilometers this side. And you don't meet him, you meet him. 500 kilometers another side. All 40 days. The brothers in Japan told them, you could to only meet five people, perhaps your whole 40 days. We'll arrange a 10-minute TV program for you, and you can address the whole nation. And your 6 points, everyone, according to us, it makes a lot of sense. Eh? But they wrote to Nizamuddin, they wrote back, never ever do that. You go personally. And this is really what we have to do. That a person goes personally. Today we don't want to make those sacrifices. A Jamaat goes for gusht. 20 houses, they didn't meet anyone. Or they met one house, they also didn't give them a good show. But that effort and that zikr and that fikr they gone with. On that Allah makes decisions of hidayat. How many Jamaats go to places they're not allowed to enter? They kept in the airport and they have difficulty there. They come, but their work is done. So this is what Allah wants. So this thing has deprived us very greatly. Today, anything we want, we just go on the internet. Everything is found there. And that's the effort. Like, for example, before was you look into kitabs, yeah, there. Today, for one hadith, you'll find everything. In which kitabs it is, everything, all the details. Anyway, that is one thing. The other thing that Alim writes is that today we trust fully on our intellect, our akal. We trust on that fully. What makes sense to us, we accept. What doesn't make sense to us, we reject. It must make sense to me. So this is another great, great weakness that has come into us. So Allah Ta'ala and our aqal, as Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written very, very beautifully, that aqal ko tabiyat par ghalib rakho. Your desires, natural desires you have, control them with your brains. That, see, it is this right for me to do. Anything we do, may Allah give us this understanding. Whatever we want to do, pose it to the mind. Is this good for me, what I want to do? We just don't do it on instinct. I want to do this, I want to say that, I want to go there. No. Pose the question to your mind. And don't make your mind also your Allah. Or Shariat ko akal par ghalib rakho. And keep Shariat, Quran and Hadith, let that control your akal, your brains. May Allah Ta'ala give us that we submit to Quran and Hadith in everything. So this is also one thing. Anyway, so this month, Shahru Ramadan, this great, great month. The same Alim writes, he says that many countries in the world, they celebrate the day or when they got freedom. It's a public holiday. The day we got freedom, etc. So he says, whichever country it can be, if we look at the whole entire universe, how much is that one country? What portion is it of the whole entire universe? All the stars. And today, astronomers are finding more and more galaxies. How much they are finding. Above all this, then comes Jannat and Jahannam. Right up there. So all this, what is this one country of ours? But the whole country, they celebrate that day, Freedom Day, or whatever it is. And how much losses they suffer. Revenue, shops are closed, offices are closed, and how much they spend on that day. Revenue is completely cut down on that day. And how much they spend on that day. The people going for holidays, and how much on holidays they spend. Where they go. So he says that the day that man got salvation, when man was masjood and malaika, The angels made sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this man became sajid. He became a worshipper. He's making sajda to stones now. Sajid hajar. He's making sajda to stones. For whom? All this was made. And the malaika made sajda to him. Now today when he became a person who's making sajda to stones, and then he got salvation from that, freedom from that. No matter what we spend, what everything we give for this, it's too less. That Allah Ta'ala send that revelation in this month, Shahru Ramadan, Unzil fihi al-Qur'an. And then again, this is not only for this ummah, but it is for every ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all the salvation, the revelation of Allah all came in this month. So what is not this month? What a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us, Shahru Ramadan. This is a very, very great month. The greatest thing that Allah gave us, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah made it further such that in this month the doors of Jahannam are closed and the doors of Jannah are open. So what a great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah make it that we can understand and appreciate. Like that, this month is just like any other month. If you see the state president, prime minister, etc., he also got two eyes, one nose, two ears, same like any other person. The other person, two hands, two legs, the same. Street sweeper is the same. But a person who knows status, he will know what a different. Otherwise, a person who doesn't know, he sees the street sweeper and he sees the state president. He says they are the same. What's the difference? Like that, this month of Ramadan, like any other month, is a month of 29, 30 days. Other months are also 29 and 30 days. But those who inform themselves, who learn and understand what is this month, they will realize this is a completely different month. For which, Allahu Akbar, Allah decorates Jannah from the beginning of the year, which is from Muharram. Allah is decorating Jannah. For which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man, the greatest of all Allah's creation, he prepares for Ramadan from Rajab, Shaban, and he says, oh Allah, give us the barakat and let us reach the month of Ramadan. So what a month it must be. If we can inform, Allah reward Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that he has written this great kitab, Fazail-e-Ramadan. But we just take it as kitab reading, and we just read it, we listen to it, but Allah may. Of course, that has also made what a difference in people. One people. What a difference. But if we, Allah Ta'ala makes it that we really take it to heart, that what is this great month that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has blessed us with, So this is that month, that in this month, Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that when this one month came, with all the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, just like, for example, we sit at a dastarkhan, and now you don't know what to eat. There is plough also, there is biryani also, there is qeema also, there is kawabs also, everything there is. You don't know what to eat and what to leave out. This is the month, like that. There isn't one moment that what spiritual anwarat are coming down, what great benefits that you don't know where to take. Du'as ad mu'mun, zikr, tilawat, roza all the time during the day. The night, the taraweeh, Allahu Akbar. And how somebody beautifully explained, the closest a person gets to Allah Ta'ala is when he's in sajda. So Allah Ta'ala said, in this month I want you at least 40 times to come close to me. And then we prayed it in for 16 times. We make 8 rakats taraweeh. We traded in. You bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz BMW 2017 model, and then you go and trade it in for a 1920 car. Allah gave us that I want you to come 40 times the closest to me. And when we make those sajidas also, Allah give us tawfiq. Our Subhana Rabbi, Rabbi al-A'la. How beautiful our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that, yeah, Allah said, Subhan Allah, completely pure, completely free, not defects out of the question. Any weaknesses or anything, no sleep, no tiredness, no illness, no weakness in any way whatsoever. What great, great Subhan. And who is that? Rabbi, my Rabbi. Rabbil Allah, that he is my Rabb, and he's so great. Subhan, he's pure, he's my Rabb, and Allah, how high is he. May Allah let us enjoy Tarawih like that. We read in the Ramadan of our Akabir that there, Ramadan, that Tarawih, they should take their time. Today, our desire is wherever we get a Tarawih the earliest. And we want to keep it early. But they, 2-3 hours after iftari, the Tarawih used to start. And then after every 4 rakats, then a break. That is what is Tarawih. But today we just want to like finish it. Today our condition is like that. By Hazrat Mahasha Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, after 8 or 12 rakats, then people should go and FT, make wuzu fresh again. A whole big break they should have. And then they come and they finish again. So they should finish at Tarawih 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, like that. Today we can't even think about it. We can't imagine it. Like that they should finish. And then really if we say our Kabir, they hardly slept and they hardly took rest. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, or Sheikh Al-Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Then he had Huffaz to read for him and write to the whole. So this is that great month Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And Allah Ta'ala, so in this month it was very possible that our arch enemy, Shaitan, he will come and destroy us. That you now, Allah is giving, Rahman is giving you everything what you want. So Shaitan will come and he will prevent us. So Allah Ta'ala says that they are all chained up. For your benefit, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've chained all those shayateen. So how much of Allah Ta'ala? And then in this month, there are malaika who announce, oh, you doer of good, come forward and do your good. And oh, doer of evil, go back. Don't do your evil. Stay away. This is what the month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah's rahmat is just pouring down all the time. Continuously Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is pouring down. So this is that month, Shahru Ramadan. Another explanation, at the beginning of the ruku, Allah Ta'ala said, rozas have been made for us for you, like on those before you, so that you acquire taqwa, ayyamam ma'adudat. A certain number of days. Allah didn't specify which days. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says those days are Shahru Ramadan. The days that you have to fast, according to some Mufassirin, like first the rozas were Ashura Roza, some maintained that it was Faraz before, and Ayyami Bi, 13, 14, 15, the middle the 3 days, rozas, according to some ulama, they were Faraz, they were not Faraz. But, and this refers to that. Now those rozas are no more for us. Now the month of Ramadan, rozas are for us. And they have been made for us also to celebrate. Rozas is a celebration. We only know one celebration, and that is to eat, to feast. But there is a great celebration which is called fasting also. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, got his citizenship for Saudi, and where Allah gave him a place? Right next to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now that in the Haram, where Hazrat was, Madrasa Ulum al-Shar'iyya, that was right next to Babu Nisa, just there. When you come out and it was just there. So right near the Rauza Mubarak, Allah gave Hazrat a place. And here also, Allah Ta'ala help us, save us, save us all. One time somebody asked Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Ahmed Barakatuhum, you have been so long in Medina Sharif. Anything particular you ever noticed? So he thought for a while, and then he said, yeah, one thing. One time, one person, I think it was a Pakistani or somebody, he decided to make hijrat and come to Medina and pass. He came, he was entering the Haram Sharif, and one Arab told him, come here. And he took him and he gave him an apartment. Free, you use it, you stay here. He was shocked, he came and he made a lot of ibadat and he appreciated it and he wanted to come. And here, from Haybi Intizam, Allah Ta'ala made for him. So he stayed there and this Allah, save me, save us all. Then over the years, over the days, months and years, a person starts getting accustomed to things, he becomes used to people. What people are saying, it comes on our tongues also. He started finding fault with the people there. And when that came to a certain level, then one day he was again coming into the masjid and the same man told him, come, you empty my flat by tonight and you leave from here. So Allah save us all. All what we fall into, and then by Allah Ta'ala, dheer hai and dheer nahi hai. Allah gives you time, but Allah is watching everything. Allah protect and save us all. So anyway, so this month of Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, this is that great and honorable month. Where did I go into that? Yeah, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazakumullah. Hazrat kept those, Allah gave him citizenship. He made shukr to Allah and he kept rozas to celebrate it. So feasting is also there and fasting is also there. So whenever we get some happy occasion also, Allah give us tawfiq to keep rozas also. So this was to celebrate the great gift of the month also, and the great gift of the revelation of the Quran Sharif also. And the Quran Sharif, Hudal Linnas, it is a kitab of hidayat for mankind. It shows clearly, very clearly, and ulama have written in no other kitab did Allah make it so clear as Allah has made it in the Quran. The difference between iman and kufr. How Allah has made it, and how many examples Allah has given, and how Allah has expressed, and what facts Allah Ta'ala has revealed, that man just gets astonished with the Quran. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُهُ. That is your Allah. Worship only Him. مَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. There is no other thing you can worship besides Him. He is the only one. So Allah has made kufr and iman so clear. Shirk and tawheed, how Allah has made it clear in the Quran Sharif, in no other kitab has Allah made it so clear. Very, very clear. Hudal linnas is singular. Wa bayyinat, this is plural. And how Allah has opened up things. So clearly everything in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has opened it and made it so manifest and so clear. Wa hudal linnas. And what is that hidayat which takes you and leads you to Allah? And a person who has found Allah, and there is no greater time to find Allah than in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in one majlis, said that if a person eats less in Ramadan, and Buzur, we hear the hardly they eat. If he eats less, it does not affect your body. Normally, if you eat less, then he asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, isn't it so? So he said, yes, definitely it is so. So this is that month, it's not for eating. We made it really a month for eating and feasting. It is really, and the Buzurgs kept the fast, not only what we say, fast of the tongue and eyes and ears. Allah give us tawfiq of that also. We are weak in everything. But they kept fast of food also. Their food they hardly really ate. The sehri was so little. And also Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Iftari we make with the khajur. One friend of mine was very diet, health conscious, etc. He went to a dietitian. Dietitian told him that you Muslims have been so fortunate that you fast and there is nothing better than fasting. Non-Muslim. Nothing better than fasting. But when you open your fast, you must open it on a fruit. And you have been given the king of fruits, khajur. And the khajur tree has been referred to shajaratan tayyiba. Tayyiba, what a tree. And the fruit of it is the result of the tree. So that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And for mu'min, he is compared to shajaratan tayyiba. So you make your iftari on that, on the fruit of shajaratan tayyiba. The khulasa, the sum total, all the goodness of that. And you are a mu'min. And you have been compared to shajaratan tayyiba. And you make your iftari on that. And today Allah shukar, not only on khajur, but Madina Sharif's khajur. Not only khajur, but ajwa. Not only khajur, but rutab. Not only that, Allah reward the people. All are giving away khajur. How much khajur here, khajur there, khajur there. Everyone is giving away khajur. So we open our rozas on khajur. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for sehri also eat khajur. For sehri also eat khajur. And also another very valuable thing is nabiz tamar, the juice of khajur. You take it out, Nabeeb is famous, Nabeeb sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have, and you take that out, you drink that drink of a khajur, what a life. And today no more Nabeebia khajur, you can have that big ones, but they can't compare to the small ajwa of Madina Sharif. The what is of Madinatul Munawwara, and then Allah has made Zamzam also so easily available. And Allahu Akbar, people not only drink Zamzam, but they are giving away Zamzam. Everyone drink Zamzam, drink Zamzam. We can make our iftari here in South Africa with Zamzam and Khajur. Make our sehri with Zamzam and Khajur. Allahu Akbar. What Allah Ta'ala has given us. And then if in this month Allah give us tawfiq to look after this month, your 11 months are looked after. Like a person who looks after his Jum'ah, the 6 days are looked after that. A person who destroys his Jum'ah, the other 6 days get destroyed. A person who looks after his Ramadan, his 11 months, and then his whole life. Hadhrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, a person who keeps his rozas and makes his rozas, roza, and made Ramadan, Ramadan, and we came to realize what the month of Ramadan is, then his whole year, his whole life, and like Eid comes a day, Allah. For our day, for us, the Eid day is new clothes. Our Eid is to go to Zuleik. Our Eid is to go out and everywhere. But if our Eid was that it is the mulaqat of Allah Ta'ala. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan maradiyya. If that was our Eid, then to the Eid of mort, what can we say? Then as first words come out like, Fustu wa rabbil Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Maulana Ali Sahib of Port Shepston, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away. On the day when he was dying, he read Kalima-i Shahadat. He made dua for the whole ummah. They all Allah forgive the whole ummah. And some other two things or something. And he went away to Allah's rahmat. Allah Ta'ala, in his kindness, in spite of all our evils and faults and dirt and filth, Allah is most kareem. He is most haleem. How kind isn't he? May he be kind to us also. And the main time and everything is for that moments when we pass away. That is the time that we know. So this month of Ramadan is not just an ordinary month that Allah Ta'ala has given us, but it is a great, great month when Allah's rahmat is pouring down all the time. During the night, Allah's rahmat is pouring down all the time. Each thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us, what great value Allah Ta'ala has given us. So may Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this month to the fullest, inshallah. Just a few other points, inshallah. So this is that Hudal Linnas, Hidayat, and we find Allah. That is the main thing, to find Allah Ta'ala in this month. And Allah has made it so possible that we find Allah. And those brothers who have sacrificed, there are brothers who are 70, 80 years old. One brother asked in Jummah morning, This is on which Allah makes those decisions. That how was it all right? You took a bath, you got hot water. So he says, yeah, there was hot water. But he says, at the beginning, there was cold water. When you opened the shower, at the beginning, cold water. So he says, I just bathe in the cold water. Allahu Akbar. Whereas, Allah make us conscious that when the cold water comes, if it's cold, our body can't take it, collect it in a bucket, use it for other things. You can pour it in the cistern. You can use it for your istinja. There are many things you can use it, but we normally just waste that water. And we don't understand the value of one drop of water. Many of us, a tap is leaking, which we ignored. Other things are the water when we make wuzu. How much water? And that is the starting. Istinja we have to make, we have to look after it, the water also. When we make wuzu also, and today many masjids, or even in the houses, we got such taps. They are not two separate taps that you have to keep on, just one lever. And easily you can take water in your hand, just close it, and then do your washing. For washing and the wudu, you don't need so much water. You don't have to put your whole arm under the tap. You just take so much, that's why Allah made it. So much, and you just pour it, and then it's not that the water must reach, you must rub. That is what is important. And this one, so much is enough. So much is enough for your legs also. Just pour that, and 2-3 drops fall down, and rub your whole leg properly. And you do it 3. For us, one time is also sufficient when it is necessary for us. Otherwise, 3 times sunnah. So, if our wudu is not correct and we have made israf in wudu, then our namaz condition, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to become conscious of this. Leg, especially we see a person is making miswak and the water is just going down. Allah save us all. When we're washing our legs, especially if it's a little bit cold, the water is nice and hot, we're actually heating our legs under the tap with that hot water. Allah save us all. These are all very, very important things. So the whole month also, we appreciate our eating also. As we say, this is not a month of feasting. It is rather a month of fasting. So in this month, it is hudal linnas to find it. And the person who has found Allah, his jannat is in this dunya already. May Allah really let us find him. That Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah, main aapko manta hu. I believe in aapki zaat ko manta hu. Your being, I believe. Aapki sifat ko manta hu. All your sifat. Aapki khaliqiyat. How Allah has created. What Allah has created. Things which we can't see with our eyes. You need a microscope to see that. The moon or stars we can't see, you need a telescope there. And when we use the two things wrong, if you use a telescope to see germs, etc., you won't see anything. And you use a microscope to see the stars, you won't see. So we have to apply everything correctly. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala's khaliqiyat, Allah Ta'ala's rububiyat, how Allah is feeding every creation of His. Allahu Akbar. He said of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sitting at the water, at the end edge of the water, and he see an ant came with a little morsel, with a little piece of something in its mouth. It went into the water. After a while, it came out again. So, Allah blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam with the language of all the birds and animals and everything. Asked what happened. He said, there is a worm at the bottom who is blind. It can't get its own rosy. Allah has appointed me every day to go and give its rosy there. That is the rububiyat of Allah. Allah give us tawakkul on that. When we read Fadail al-Sadaqat, we see that how we are encouraged to just give, give, give. That don't keep anything, just give. And we are so weak. We just, very hard we find to part with our money. And our tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala bless us with tawakkul on the heart of Allah. That we just keep on spending. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in fact now, what I saw with my eyes, I heard about other great buzurgs, but what I saw with my eyes, Maulana Mazhar Sahab, previously, last year also he came, this year also, every child comes 100 rand note. Every child 100 rand note. Then he tells me that when this pocket gets empty, this pocket gets full. When this pocket gets empty, this pocket gets full. 5, 10, 15 children, all 100 rand notes. We give one badam. Hazrat giving 100 rand notes. Allahu Akbar. And what Allah gives, we give, Allah gives. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And when a person has found Allah, the Ijee, the Rububiyat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala, how He makes Allah Akbar. Many times we might have seen by our houses the cats, three cats, dogs, giving birth there. Not one child, and how lot we for one child, what when, and how costly it is, and what preparation. 5 kittens are born, 8 kittens are born, puppies, how many are born at a time. And Allah's shan also, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, right? How Allah has balanced the world and kept everything in proportion. He says when dogs, when the female, when she gives birth, then 7 puppies, 8 puppies, 10 puppies, and quite a few. And nobody really in the world eats dogs. Perhaps some people eat, but dogs are not eaten. So our logic will tell us that the whole world got dogs, wherever you go. Even Makkah Sharif, there are dogs. Less you see in Madinatul Munawwara, but there are also dogs. Everywhere in the whole world, there are dogs. So the whole world should be full with their dogs. When they're giving birth to so many, and nobody's slaughtering and eating them. A goat, a sheep, when they give birth, 1 or 2 at a time. And go and see how many are slaughtered every day. Any time for any feasting, again, another one is slaughtered. Bakri Eid comes, Allahu Akbar. In the whole world, how many? Logically, there should be no goats and sheep left in the world. That is logically. But we don't find that decade. Allah Ta'ala has kept His system such that you will find enough. So what is the rububiyat of Allah Ta'ala? The every sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah reward those ulama and Allah give us tawfiq who wrote kitabs on Asma'ul Husna. Every name of Allah, and they have explained it and gone into detail. I think Maulana Musa also has written. Jee, mashallah. So Allah, let us study it, and not just for the sake of studying. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, at one time said that learn the 6 points, make an effort to learn it, but not with the niyat of making bayan. Bayan you'll make, but with the niyat of bringing it in your life. Allah give us tawfiq that these things come into our lives. While we have got this few last breaths of ours to try and bring deen in its completion into, that is a successful person who has brought deen in his life. And a person who has not brought deen and try and bring udkhulu fi silmi kafa, complete into deen. And Allah reward our friends who have prepared the kitabs on the 5 branches and branches. And of course, they have prepared which is concise. In every branch itself, there is no end to that branch. Whether it is our aqaid, we have to see, and today the whole aqeedo ke lale pare hue hai. Our aqeedas are in great danger. Today, from all sides, aqeedas are being attacked. Right, the core is being attacked completely. So aqaid, and then our ibadat, Allah. I just mentioned one thing, Allah give me tawfiq first, all of us, our wudu, our istinja, and many things, many of us, me also, Allah give tawfiq, Allah save us, istibra, after making istinja, to make istibra to see the last drops also go out, to make sure, to the best of our ability, that we take out the last drops also. That is also a thing which we are unmindful of, and especially in Ramadan, we should try and take more care when Allah is giving so much. So be more also ready to take it. If the container, Allah Akbar, a glass, if it is dirty from the outside, we want to drink in it, we won't give somebody else. And if it's dirty inside, who is going to drink from there? And ordinary tap water we won't drink. And if you want to put zamzam, then how much? But if the heart is dirty, then how can Allah come into that heart? Allahu Akbar. And also if we find Allah grant us, to talk is very easy. And this is just talk. But the reality, Allah, it is kindness. Make us that His nur comes into us, into the heart. When that will come into the heart, a person's whole life will be completely different. Then his ibadat he will enjoy. How many of us really look forward to Taraweeh? How many of us look forward to tilawat, look forward to dua? Yes, the dastarkhan we look forward to. That we want, and we complain about any small things which are not right. But Allah make us maaf, Allah make us maaf, Allah give us what it Islam is, what deen is. That for any small thing, our need, I have to have my cup of milk, I have to have this, we won't miss anything. Everything we'll make sure. But we will miss out that this is alright, it's the fish. It doesn't matter, leave it out. This is the sunnah, we can leave it out. But as far as our other things are concerned, then we make sure we get everything. May Allah Ta'ala so let us in. So having found Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, Allah put it in my heart that one of the major azabs for the non-believers will be that they won't see Allah Ta'ala. That is the thing which they will be deprived of. They won't see Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest reward for the believers, more than Jannah. Jannah is secondary. Hadrat says, if you ask Allah everything of dunya, ibadat, ilm, taqwa, but you did not ask Allah of Himself that you want Him. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. That I want you, O Allah. So if he asked for everything, but he did not ask for Allah, he asked for nothing. And if you ask for nothing, you only ask for Allah. And you got Allah, you got everything. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandeli, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, we got nothing. Only La ilaha illallah. But he says, in La ilaha illallah, we got everything. Allah give us that La ilaha illallah. That La ilaha illallah, that Allah Akbar. When the Sahaba, when they went to Persia and that side, and there was a river flowing with strong water, and they had to cross it, or whatever that water was, and those people were sure they cannot come. And the Amir, then he gave instructions, put your horses in the water. Those people got a shock. Who is this who is coming? Dio Ahmadan. These are now like ghosts. Or who are these people that they cross over the water like this? Strong water which is flowing. Allah, one bit of that Allah give us. Today our yaqeen is all, our yaqeen is extremely weak. We also say yaqeen. So when our yaqeen is like that, where are we going to get yaqeen? How can we get? We are so weak that the qaf also don't want to come out. So how are we going to get the reality of yaqeen? And tawakkul also. And some of us have a diarrhea of tawakkul. So we have too much tawakkul. So Allah Ta'ala, when these basic things are not there, then where is the reality? And this is the one that we have to sacrifice for all that. So anyway, Hudal Linnas, which is in singular, and which is all the kitabs here, but how it has come in the Quran Sharif, nowhere else. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ, and it is بَيِّنَات. It is giving, explaining everything in so much detail. If we read the Quran Sharif, wallah, Allah give me, us all, that enjoyment, that understanding of Quran, then we will realize to make our children alims, what is the value. And we make sure that they study properly also. And like Maulana Ridwan Sahib, Allah reward him, mashallah, ulama, tafsir they have written. And how many volumes of tafsir they have written. And how they have explained Surah Fatiha, 30 volumes. Surah Fatiha, 30 volumes. Today we can't, we haven't got place to put 30 volumes. We can't carry 30 volumes. But they what you call it, 30 volumes, just Surah Fatiha. And then the whole Quran Sharif tafsir, and how they opened up Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif, if we attach ourselves to Quran Sharif, and this is the month to do it, and then we keep it up the rest of the year, then we will understand what a kitab Allah has given us, what a month Allah Ta'ala has given us. So bayyinat, like no other kitab, or rather, all the other previous kitabs put together, they cannot explain how Allah has explained in the Quran Sharif. That kitab Allah has given to useless beings like me, like us. Where were we put for this great kitab? If we spend our whole lives, we'll forget all our novels. We will forget our cartoons.
We will forget our games. We will forget our entertainment. We will just be busy. We won't be able to leave Quran Sharif. And we find this was the case with these great, great ulama, mufassirin, muhaddithin, Allahu Akbar, fuqaha hazrat, mutakallimin, Allahu Akbar, those who wrote on grammar, sarf and nahwa, hey, Allahu Akbar, what justice they have done to this year. Really, just like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, hal addaytu al-amana, have I given you this amanat of deen? Did I do my duty? The ulama of this ummat, of the different branches, they also had fulfilled the rights. Now it is up to us if we did it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala said, وَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغَ. You can't make them believe. Your duty is to convey, and he conveyed it thoroughly and completely. Now it is up to us. May Allah ta'ala open our hearts. This month when the rain is pouring down, and we mustn't be left with. If we notice sometimes we walk on the road, good rains came, but certain patches are dry. How it happens, I haven't got an understanding still. How come that certain patches remain dry? When it rains so much, and from the top streets the water is coming with water force and flowing, but certain patches are still left dry. May Allah Ta'ala let us not be left dry in this month of Ramadan. This is a month that we should appreciate. We can do our business, no problem, everything. But we devote ourselves. And mashallah, there are many people who, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, open your shop an hour, 2 hours later, whatever. Close it 1-2 hours earlier, whatever, accommodate. But we make our namazes with jamaat, Allah give us tawfiq. We make our tilawat extra time. And we try and learn and appreciate all these ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. This kitab, hudal linnas. It is a kitab of hidayat. Bayyinat, it is one that explains in thoroughly, in every way. Bayyinatin min al-huda of hidayat and furqan. The Quran Sharif, if we really affiliate to it, relate to it, make it part of our life, a person will see clearly what is right and wrong. You won't be this confusion we are having today, doubts we are having today. Ulama have got differences, what do we as laymen do? You won't have these doubts, you'll see your way clearly. People who are attacking us from all sides, and what they are bringing in front of us, your road will be clear. One woman in India, a village of the family, when they were sterilizing people, that they must not have children. So she said, let them come here. When they came, she went out with a big pole light. She said, you come here and I'll show you what I'll do with you. They went never to return again. So those people who had that conviction, today we say, no, you have to consider this, you have to consider that, this you have to see, that you have to see. But when that iman and the source of iman is the Quran Sharif, which Allah has given to us today, as it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salam, that source of hidayat, the zaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is that fortunate ummat, that if you decide now you want to make ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, you won't make it on the internet. You can see the Rozai Mubarak on the internet. And this is exactly like what Allah put in my heart, that you can get married also on the internet. Perhaps Mufti will give you, find your partner also on the internet. And perhaps the time will come when Muftis will give permission also. You make your proposal and she accepts the proposal on the phone. Some Muftis give permission, you can get married on the phone. So maybe if they do or they don't. But no matter where technology reaches, you won't be able to get a child on the internet. For that, you will have to spend, you will have to go to your wife, you will have to spend 2 minutes, 3 minutes with her. Then you will get it. So, the same way, the reality of things you will get when you go to the man or the ulama, you go into their company. Today also, a time has come. It's debatable, all that you become an alim also on the internet. People are doing hips on the internet. You become an alim on the internet. But when you go to the person and you sit, and also one great thing in that you learn to tolerate also. That is a very, very important thing. Your ustad's mizaj, no matter how it is, And this we learn from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, from our Tabi, how they tolerated and how they sat and with what sacrifices they made. Then Allah Ta'ala bless them, that adab, that respect. If you are studying from the internet, that adab ways that in you may be, most probably you are with wudu also when you are sitting at the internet and you are learning your lessons, etc. But when you are going to a class, etc., and all the sacrifices you make, how great. This also I started it with one of our friends who is here. So he took a bath Friday early, which is when it's still not so hot with that cold water. And then he said after that the hot water came. And also, if we are lucky, a coffee, when we take out the cold water, save it in a bucket. You can pour it. Take a little trouble, pour it in the cistern instead of the water filling from the tap, from the inlet into the cistern. Use it for your istinja. Use it for the least. We'll throw it in the garden. Use it for something good, but just this wasting. So in all our matters, Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these qualities and bring the reality of deen into our lives. And we only got this one chance. We're not going to get Qiyamah's day, we'll cry tears which will come out. Then tears of pus, tears of blood, but it won't move Allah's mercy in the least. But may Allah give me tawfiq, all of us. This is the time we can make tawbah, we can rectify ourselves. And our worst enemy, shaitan, he's chained up, the big shaitan. Our nafs is still with us, and our nafs, and we have become so used to guna that shaitan doesn't have to even anymore to guide us and tell us what to do. We have become so used to guna. So this nafs of ours, that we just want to satisfy our nafs, make our nafs happy. May Allah Ta'ala take us out of that. And we beg of Allah, make your rada our maqsood. That, oh Allah, you be pleased with us. Whatever I do it for your pleasure. Not for my pleasure, not for anything else, but just for your pleasure. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, and with this life Allah has given us this Ramadan. How many people of us will be next Ramadan? And this is an opportunity where Allah's blessings are coming down in torrents. Allah has spread out the spiritual distarkhan and eat 24 hours of the spiritual distarkhan of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, we are weak, but let us try and move in this direction. Wa akhiru da'wana.